Right now, we are rolling. So, take it away,
so,
Mike.
So, what's up, everybody? You already got the news part of GIR number 2 this week. But since the intro and exit were both cut out due to technical difficulties,
and
me
this
and Dave
one almost
decided...
didn't get recorded due to technical difficulties, but... You know.
Yeah. Skype recorder sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But... Now, we were talking the other night, and we decided that we're just going to record a tangent-filled podcast this time, just as a double dose, because we're missing out on the intro and outro.
Yeah, we're just going to shoot from the hip today, and I'm in no condition to have any sort of coherent thoughts, so you're in luck. Everybody, who's here? Announce yourselves.
Well, of course, I'm here, and Dave's here, and we've got JR.
Hey.
Cody.
Hey! A nice intro, JR.
And a special guest, Dan Reichert.
Hey, how's it going?
Is it going after? Oh my god, it's Dan Reichert!
So, yeah, I guess, what's everybody been up to? What have you guys been playing?
I've been playing this stress ball game where you squeeze the stress ball while trying to figure out what's wrong with Skype Recorder. It's a it's a wonderful game that I'm never going to play again.
I think my number one right now is Fight Night Champion. I've been loving that. I love the story mode. Outside of that, I just beat Bulletstorm, probably doing a little more multiplayer. And You Don't Know Jack. You Don't Know Jack is pretty awesome for $30. So that's what's on my plate right now.
What about you, JR?
I don't know. I've just been going through old Zelda games and basically just trying to bide my time until Dragon Age 2, until I can get it.
The demo came out this week, or is it out yet? I don't...
Yeah, it was last week.
Yeah, I played it like 4 times already.
Oh, okay. I'm out of the loop. I've been sick, and I'm still sick. I blame the medicine.
You don't blame Sean.
I'm so sick, I can't even blame the right things. And yes, Sean, you're a thing.
So what about you, Cody? What have you been playing since we recorded 2 days ago?
Well, as I said on the last podcast that we didn't get, I beat Boldstorm finally. The ending was a humdinger, to say the least. Besides that, I bought Infinity Blade because it was discounted, and I'm loving it so far. It is so much fun, but yep. Oh my god, it's beautiful though. It's ridiculous to think something like that could be on a mobile device.
Are you doing it on an iPad or iPhone?
iPhone. That's sadly, I do not have the money to purchase a iPad.
Me either. I've been trying to buy Reiner's, but no dice so far. But on the phone one, it's like the only issue I have is sometimes the dodge buttons, like they're not that responsive, but I saw that in the new update you can actually change the size of them, so hopefully that helps things.
Could make them pretty... You could make them fill almost like half the screen.
Okay.
I was screwing
totally
with that
the
other day, too. Oh, yeah. Something that I didn't know, because it's like buried in the settings, is that you can actually have multiple profiles on it, too. So I threw that at my brother today, since I'm home for a week for spring break. I just had to throw it at my brother because he wanted to try it out real bad. And he's been playing it for the past, I think I'm going on 5 hours now.
Oh, yeah.
And he's ripping into it. He was not expecting to fight the God King, and it was just so much fun watching him get completely destroyed to begin his game. He was like so pumped. He loved the game, and then he's like, oh, God King, I'll fight that, and he just got completely destroyed within like 10 seconds, and was just aggravated and yelling at the screen. It was a beautiful moment in gaming.
I don't know if you guys are all iPhone gamers, but have any of you heard of Tiny Wings?
Tiny Wings.
Does it
have a little Paul McCartney in there?
Yeah, that's what it's like my game dev story, but if you were like managing Wings, basically. It's pretty sweet.
Tiny wings.
No, it's I think it's number one, actually. It's even above Angry Birds right now, and it's only a dollar. Really, really fun little game. I've been playing that a lot.
Saw that. I was really surprised. I'm like, wait, something actually is beating Angry Birds on most profit right now? I thought it was absurd. And I thought it was a joke.
No, it's awesome. It's a really good game.
Tiny wings. I'm going to have to check that out. I'm going to have to get an iPod or a iPad first, but or iPhone, one of those I things.
Yeah,
you know? I'm still in decompress mode right now from the past 30 minutes of trying to scramble and troubleshoot.
Keep working that stress ball.
Yeah.
I don't have an iPhone, but I've been really wanting to check out that game dev story because I hear like a lot of people talking about it on different podcasts, on across the internet. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I haven't played too much of it, but what I've seen is pretty cool. I think I shipped one game, but I guess it keeps going. But yeah, it's pretty cool.
And can't, like, you get reviews for your games and stuff?
Yeah, and you got to hire different, like, you know, a sound engineer or a graphic designer, and you got to decide what genre of game it's going to be. Again, I've only played, like, maybe a half hour of it, but it seems cool so far.
I'm still on another game I'm playing. I'm playing Spelunky right now. I brought that game up yesterday.
Yeah. I forgot to check that out because I've been troubleshooting for 2 weeks straight. Oh, God. I'm going to check it out, though. It sounds awesome.
Check out the page, at least, just to see what it was.
I haven't yet. I've been scrambling to try to, you know, get a working program. I've been doing work while everyone else was playing, so
I think they are trying to get on XBLA though.
Oh really?
Yeah, a while ago they were doing it. I don't know what's happened to it, but I guess they're just still in development with it. But okay, finally ending Spelunky. But yeah, they I actually was looking at it. They've got some like higher res sprites and everything he's working on. He put some concept art up. But it's a really fun game. It's hard as nails, but it's there's like booby traps everywhere. You'll jump down a level and think that you're doing fine and just go into spikes and it's just a lot of it's almost like Mega Man esque punch in the face fun. Oh, bleep.
Yeah, Coop, there you go. That's why we have post.
This is Spelunky? Is this an iPhone thing?
No, it's a free game for the PC.
Oh, I'll have to look that up. I haven't heard of it.
It's a little 2D game. It's like a roguelike game where you're playing this Indiana Jones type character where you're just going further and further into this like cavern. And there's like different little worlds. Like for the first four levels, you'll just be like an underground cave, and then once you get past that, it'll be like this lush tropical underground paradise. And after that, it'll be like this ice cavern. And after that, you'll be in like the center of the earth with like lava and like boss fights and just ridiculousness.
Huh.
It sounds kind of like Indiana Jones meets Dig Dug.
That's almost a perfect example of what it is, without a pump to like blow people up from their ass, probably.
Mark another one, Coob, right? I don't know. Can we allow assholes? Is that...
Well, you're not making it better by saying it twice.
What about assholes? Can we add that?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. Post-production, God bless, Coob. All right.
I'm not going to edit any of this.
Language will be used in this podcast.
I've had a rough past 2 days, so all bets are off. For me, I'm sick. I've been troubleshooting, so my brain is just shot right now.
You've been playing the Percocet game. Pop 2 Percocet and see what colors show up.
Oh,
everything purple now.
Coughing up what looks to be like, you know, a melted bag of Skittles every 30 minutes or so.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go. Hope enjoy your lunch, folks.
That sounds like a good garnish for a pasta dish. Sounds delicious.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we got Spelunky. I'm going to check that out. What else, what else were we doing? Oh, crap, we're going to...
Did we lose Mike again?
Yeah.
Oh, there are words that would call his internet that are not to be heard by children and women.
He'll be back in a second. This always happens. I don't know what he's got for his internet service provider, but they're just they're made of ass and poo. That's or it could be mine. I don't know.
Dead air.
There you go. Hey.
The podcast.
Hey, it's Mike. Hey, it's Emre, everybody. Time to start the podcast.
Oh, wait, crap. No, he's gone again.
Son of a bitch. You should just screw with him and then... Oh, damn.
All right, so... So yesterday I watched the RoboCop replay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to have to disagree with you, Dan. I think RoboCop is actually better than Terminator 2.
What?
Yeah. Well, the few things we're going to disagree about.
I think so. Better.
It's got the outrageous best death voice. Scene in the history of movies.
Have you seen Terminator 2?
Yes.
What the hell's the matter with you, then? That movie is amazing. That's like one of
it
the
is
best
amazing.
Ever.
Terminator 2 is awesome as hell. But all RoboCop right, just, like, Murphy just gets his ass fed to him, you know?
Ah! Here's the thing. I've seen RoboCop, I think, once, and it was a few years ago. I've seen Terminator 2 probably, like, 20 times. So I just bought, because I know Joe Juba is a huge RoboCop fan, and I bought the Blu-ray, like the unrated director's cut or whatever, and I hear that's pretty awesome. So I'm going to watch it soon. But I have no expectations that it's going to be anywhere near as good as Terminator 2. But it's cool from what I remember. So.
It takes multiple viewings. It has layers upon layers. It's like a Wes Anderson film. You know,
I've heard that comparison from everyone that's talked about RoboCop.
Yes.
It's like Royal Tenenbaums.
And then all you do is get to the death scene and rewind and rewind. Just watch that over and over and it's like, God, that dude just got handed.
All right.
The first time I watched it, I did not expect it to be as ridiculously over-the-top gory as it was. And I was like, ooh! Oh, did that just happen with... Oh! Like, every single death is, like, cringeworthy.
Oh, yeah. It's just... It's violence coming from a walking tin can. It's great.
Same with Terminator 2, but it's got Schwarzenegger in it.
Yeah.
The Governator.
And the dude whose brother is the lead singer and guitar player from Filter. Little trivia there.
What?
What?
Yeah, Robert Patrick, the T-1000. His brother is the lead singer and guitar player for Filter.
Ah.
Also, Budnick from Salute Your Shorts. And they ride around on a moped hacking ATMs and listening to Use Your Illusion, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Just like my own childhood.
Yeah, I've never seen Terminator 2 or RoboCop, so...
Whoa!
Get out.
Oh.
You're fired.
You need to get off the podcast right now and watch it now. Come back in 2.5 hours and we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Just look up Alex Murphy death scene and that'll sum up half of what RoboCop is. Look it up right now and watch it.
Once that scene happens in the movie, the rest of the movie, that's all you can think about. It's like, his hand! His hand!
Oh, it's just so... Serious, go look it up right now, or this is going to be the first ever podcast where somebody kicks their host.
Mutiny.
I don't hear clickings, Michael.
No, it'll probably just like tie up his bandwidth too much. And
yeah, kick me off Skype 100 more times.
One way or another, you're going to leave.
So, you watched the RoboCop replay. Can you back me up on MacGruber being hilarious? The movie.
MacGruber? I haven't seen MacGruber.
Oh, man. It is great. It is. I was dying in the theater. It is so much better than it should be.
I see. do they have it on Netflix?
I don't know if it's on Instant, but I think you can get the disc.
Okay. I'm going to have to check that out then. Because, yeah, everyone's been telling me about it, and I just keep... It's one of those things that I keep meaning to do and forget about doing, kind of like, you know, picking up Saints Row 2. So.
Yeah. And best sex scene in movie history as well. Even better than Team America's.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one to follow.
I was about to say, that's saying something.
As much as I love Team America and the sex scene, MacGruber's is funnier.
Okay.
I just don't think it's the funniest movie in like 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to think about it, really. Like, I people brought up The Hangover in the comments, and like, it was okay-ish at times, but I thought it was trying way too hard. I was not too sold on The Hangover. Hell, I thought Hot Tub Time Machine was funnier than Hangover.
Yeah,
I can't even think of other just great comedies from the last 4 or 5 years.
Not great ones, no. I mean, there have been pretty good ones, but...
Yeah.
They all just seem to be, like, very cookie-cutter, you know?
Yeah, which is what I thought about Hangover. But.
Well, that's half of the movie industry at this point.
Yeah.
Although
Avatar's...
I'm trying to get Jeff Cork and Ben Reeves and Tim Curry to see Drive Angry with me on Wednesday night, because that sounds so stupid and awesome.
No,
yeah.
I've actually like looked around, and one of my favorite reviewers, Movie Bob on The Escapist, said that movie is so much better than it should be.
Awesome.
He like basically explained the plot. It's like Nicolas Cage comes back from hell with a magic gun and kills the devil.
I'm sold already.
Yep. Wow.
I don't want to see anything done by Nicolas Cage, but I want to see this movie now.
I always hate Nicolas Cage. Like his acting, he sucks so much. He sucks so bad as an actor. He's awesome. You know.
But I like being in movies.
Oh, man. Okay, I gotta go see Drive Angry now.
No, it's not just a magic gun. It's a magic shotgun.
Oh, God, that sounds great.
Who greenlight that? That's who greenlight
that? Guy that I want to buy a beer for?
Nicolas Cage just, like, threw money at someone and said, make this movie. That's all he does. Does Nicolas Cage even have any money left? Every single movie he's made...
Isn't he buying mummies and pyramids and all sorts of crazy crap with like Elvis memorabilia, and he's bankrupt or something?
Yeah, he just went bat-ass crazy.
He went Mel Gibson money. Crazy. Or, if you want to be in current news, he went Charlie Sheen crazy.
Yeah. Because
that man... Charlie Sheen's a wreck. You can't even say he's not.
Yeah, but I kind of respect that, though.
He seems to be having a really, really good time.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's enjoying it. Of course he's having a good time. That's all he does, just hookers and blow.
You gotta wonder how long this is gonna last, both in terms of like him living and how long it's going to be in the media. Like, I mean, because it's just this, you know, storm of Charlie Sheen news every day, and like, okay, at some point, people are gonna get bored of it, right?
Oh, yeah. Everything lasts about maybe a month tops, you know, nowadays. Like, look what happened to that Ted Williams homeless guy, you know, he's...
Oh, yeah. Although, I could use about another 6 months of Mel Gibson, because, man, do I love that story. I need more Mel Gibson.
He's overdue for another controversy. So.
Yeah, he needs to make fun of more Jews.
That always sells well.
Well, did you hear what Ricky Gervais's, you know, he hosted the Golden Globes like a month ago or whatever.
What did he say?
His original plan for when he first came out for the monologue for the Golden Globes was he was going to come out in a Hitler costume, and he was going to just stand there and wait for all the commotion to die down, and he was going to go, that's the last time I borrow a suit from Mel Gibson.
Oh,
wow.
Balls. Big balls.
I love Ricky Gervais. Oh, right. That man. Oh.
Oh, man.
Has anyone ever done the Golden Globes with that much brass?
No. And, I hope they bring him back because, hell, people talked about him more than they talked about any other host or the Golden Globes in general. I mean, no one ever talks about that.
Yeah.
And, and he's hilarious and everyone's talking about it. Like, bring him back, even if he pissed off a few celebrities.
It made the ratings soar, so.
It's all about the ratings, buddy.
Yep.
Yeah, and most people who tune into that stuff, they're definitely not celebrities, so they'd definitely laugh at a celebrity.
How the hell did we end up going from like a little
iPhone game? Keep it going.
All right, keep it going.
Just change the podcast.
Hey, I don't even. Do we even have a menu for today?
Nope.
We're just gonna
complete.
Just gonna riff. Okay.
The equivalent of gaming gorilla, gamer gorilla.
Yeah.
And by the way, I love those podcasts. I don't know about you guys, but they're some of my favorite, just because of how angry McNamara gets.
Yeah.
Like, I can just see a vein popping out of his head, like, for half of that podcast.
You need to listen to Respect Radio more.
I do, I love it. He's so pissed off at everything, and just the world.
We probably need to step away from this before we get Dan fired.
I'm not saying that.
If Sean hasn't gotten fired yet, then neither will Dan. We'll be fine.
I think Andy's hilarious, so you should just keep it up.
Oh my god, yeah, I think Andy's great. I'm just saying he's like half of his stuff whenever he's out of pocket is just like a ball of hate. Just like flying through GI.
Nerd rage. I just called your boss a nerd, Dan.
I think we're all nerds, we're okay with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Considering this is made for Game Informer Online.
Yeah. If you're listening to this, yeah, you're confirmed nerds. So,
nerds.
Yeah,
I've got a friend listening. I've got a friend listening probably right now. Not right now, but when the show goes up, he's probably gonna be listening. He won't like that at all.
Oh, why?
I know what you're talking about. That argument was ridiculous.
Yeah, seriously.
You gotta embrace the term
nerd. He's too cool for that stuff?
I don't know. But he's listening, probably, so we should probably just step away from that.
Yeah.
No, we need to confront this topic.
No, man.
Headlong.
Now I kind of want to riff some more on this. Unfortunately, I got nothing, though.
I personally think that it's just something that people need to take a hold of. I don't know why people get so angry. Like, I'll be honest, I got made fun of in high school and freaking middle school. I was on the football team and I got made fun of for being a nerd, for crap's sake.
Yeah.
But
right of passage.
It's all about owning up to it. You become a bigger person in the end, but it sucks while you're there it's nothing bad.
Oh, I was a huge video game nerd and I wore wrestling shirts to high school. So you can imagine how well that went.
Also, you're skinny as a rail, so that couldn't have helped.
Yeah. So, yeah, when I'm playing Game Boy Advance and wearing my Kurt Angle shirt, and the big hit with the ladies, I'm sure.
I know. I had the NWO Wolfpack shirt.
Yeah. The red one that on the back, Bad has arrived and it's here to stay.
Yep, that's the one.
Soulmates.
I wore that all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, for me, it was just my mother dressed me. I had glasses since I was in kindergarten, and my left lens was about as thick as, like, I'd probably say about a quarter, if not a half an inch thick. Like, my left eye was, like, practically blind as a kid, so I had these, like, big, giant glasses. And I looked like the stereotypical nerd. And I was just, like, this chubby little kid.
In seventh grade, I remember, I don't think I'd ever talked to a girl at this point, and there's this one girl in my junior high that I had this huge crush on, and obviously I had no idea how to go about this. And I think of a PG-13 way to say it. I was a wimp about talking to women. So I knew my friend Jeff, who was just this complete idiot. So it was a great idea to have him field this question for me. I had him approach this girl in their science class to tell her that I liked her. And he did that, and in between classes, I was like, okay, how'd it go? And he's like, I told her, I was like, Dan really likes you. And she said, well, he should talk to me. And I told her that he likes you so much that he even said he'd give up his PlayStation to go out with you.
Like, just improv.
Like, first of all, that's a retarded thing to say to a girl. Second of all, it's not true at all. I was No need to say go out.
I can imagine you going up to her. I'm sorry for the confusion. I would never give up my PlayStation for you.
Yeah. I don't know what you've heard from Jeff, but he's an idiot.
You're going to call him up and tell him to listen to this podcast and be like, wait a minute, you'll hear your name. Don't worry, buddy.
Would you give up your wrestling shirt for a crush?
Yeah, probably that.
Sure, that's easy to give up. You can always buy another one.
The PlayStation, though, that was...
That, yeah.
On a pedestal.
Yeah, we're talking like 96, 97. It was a hot new thing. Yeah, no way.
That was before even Metal Gear Solid came out.
It was. It was 98. I remember buying Metal Gear Solid. I remember I read the reviews of it, and it's like, okay, this sounds pretty awesome. And like, I hadn't played the NES or MSX ones. And so I went out to Target, and I bought it, and I was so excited about playing it. And I got home, and my stepdad was obsessed with Command & Conquer on PlayStation, which is the wrong way to play it, obviously.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He would sit there and play it for like 4 hours. And I'm just sitting there reading the Metal Gear Solid instruction booklet over and over, like, oh my god, you can tap walls, and it'll like lure guys, and you can trick them and stuff. And like, I read these things for so long, it's long as like 4 hours of my life. And it was awesome once I played it. It's one of my favorite games ever.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I love the Metal Gear series, but the... Yeah, I just beat Metal Gear Solid 4 this week. Finally got around to playing that. Great game.
Congratulations.
Not as convoluted as 2.
Not quite.
But we covered this already in the last podcast, so I'm not going to reiterate it.
I've seen whole dossiers on, like, just Metal Gear Solid 2, like, trying to figure out what's going on. And then I'll go over to, like, one link over from Google, and it'll be, like, something completely different.
Yeah.
Nobody has any clue what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm just going to assume that my brain has a limited capacity of memory, kind of like a hard drive, and finding out the meaning behind Metal Gear Solid 2 is not worth taking up space in there. I'm just going to like, I'm just going to accept it for what it is, and I'm just going to stay confused for the rest of my life, and I'm content feeling that way. So.
Well, you could download, but there's like an official app for the PlayStation called the Metal Gear Database.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll skip it. I'm happy being confused. So.
I'll send you guys a link to this incredibly long analysis of Metal Gear Solid 2's ending, and just see how far you can get in reading it. It's just way, way too confusing. I used to be super obsessed with that and trying to figure out the ending, and I think I have kind of an idea of it now, but it's still pretty complex, and 2 hours of codec conversations at the end is a little too much.
Yeah, I gave up trying to figure it out when my teeth started bleeding, so I'm done.
Yeah, I'm trying to work through Metal Gear Solid 2. I haven't actually finished it yet. It's right in, really. Right into really.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
Michael, you like this. In blogs... in Game Informer, if you go under recent users, right now the first podcast is 6th in most popular, and the second podcast is already 8th in most. No, the Game Informer radio update, like when you're initially just like getting all the info, is right now 8th for like most popular blog, most popular blog. In GIO.
Hey.
Nice.
That's awesome. Thanks.
No problem, buddy. I just thought of it. I was like, I wonder how we're doing popularity-wise. So, yeah. Well, we're approaching 2,000 views for the first episode. So, you're on your way, buddy.
Cool. All right. So, the checks should be coming in the mail pretty soon then, eh?
Yeah, sponsors. You should be getting a copy of Rango pretty soon.
Yeah, who feels like donating a copy of Rango for me?
Bad games to play.
The game, not the movie. I don't care about the movie. I want to play the awesome movie tie-in for Rango because I'm sure it's going to be wonderful.
Holy crap! There's two scrollings.
There's a two.
There's
what?
Two for the Metal Gear Solid things. They're like two separate. Like
oh yeah,
ridiculously. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's huge. I've read the whole thing, and it's just...
Did it make sense after you read it all?
No, I mean, it's well written and stuff, but I mean, geez, just the concepts and stuff they were trying to get across is just, it's way too heady.
Was Kojima on speed for that game or something when he was writing it? Just,
yeah, I no idea.
Just all was... out the box.
You know? Well, I heard, sorry to interrupt you, but I heard, on a podcast, somebody was talking about how people claim that Kojima is probably the best story writer in the world, but he's not actually because how long the cutscenes and stuff are.
No. He's good. He's not the best writer in the world. His stories are really, really cool and really, really interesting and really, really edgy, I want to say, but if you have something that has, 30 different story arcs within a 2-minute time span to the point where your head almost explodes from the amount of information overload, that's not good storytelling. That's catering to nerds who love all the little things, love continuity. That's something nerds love. They love continuity.
Well, he did manage to kind of tie everything together in 4.
Which, oh, yeah.
Which I'm like, that's an inhuman feat, you know? Or either he's like just the master of retconning everything, but one way or another, he managed to tie it all in.
Yeah,
and
he managed to make Raiden awesome.
Yeah, I don't know how he did that. I was just...
Man, Rising looks pretty awesome.
It does.
It really
slicing
does.
Melons.
Yep.
Slicing melons.
Actually, you don't slice one person. The whole game is just slicing melons, and you got completely trolled.
It's Cooking Mama for boys.
I mean, a paragraph and a half into this Metal Gear Solid thing, and I'm like, I don't want to read this anymore.
Yeah. Can't blame you.
I'm going to click on it later, but I'm sure there's going to be words that haven't made it down to Louisiana yet. That's
a 20-year delay.
Oh, yeah. We're always a few steps behind the rest of the country. So. So have you heard about this new thing, Betamax, that's coming out soon, right?
I know, it's a new wave of technology. It's astounding. It can hold 5 songs.
Oh, goodness.
You're old.
I am old. Yep. Shut up. So what else? We got? Let's not have any dead air here.
PAX East.
PAX, yeah. Going on to did that make it into the podcast? The part that was able to be salvaged?
No.
No?
We didn't talk about PAX East at all in the second half. We
that's
about
right. That was the third act. get you some of that while we're here and this thing's working.
Yeah. So you're going to PAX East, aren't you, Cody?
Yep, I've had this plan for... I bought my tickets 4 months ago, so I couldn't back out. And if I was even... I made sure to buy them super early, where even if I didn't really have the money, I would have forced myself to go anyways by some means, just because I already spent the money on the tickets. And it was this double reverse psychology upon myself to make sure I went to this. But, it was rough, because I initially was supposed to go with my cousin, but she got screwed over and wasn't able to get the funds to go. So I would have had to pay for the hotel by myself, which I couldn't do. So I ended up going on the PAX forums, and to my surprise, they actually have a section set up that's for people who are either need a room or have extra room. And I went into that, and I went to the last page, and somebody literally 2 minutes before I got on the forums posted up that he had 3 extra spots available in a room. He was with a college press or something like that. They sent him there, and they comped his room for him. And his buddies that were supposed to go with him bailed out on him, and he threw it up there. And I immediately messaged him, and he's like, see if I can get back to you, but 5 other people already responded, so don't get your hopes too much up, buddy, but I'll try. And I'm like, so 15 minutes of me cringing at my computer, praying I could get this free room Oh, yeah, did I mention that he was giving the room away for free? sitting there with bated breath, he ended up messaging back just, this is all he messaged me, like, congrats, you got it. And I, like, jumped out of my chair at my dorm and started screaming. Because I got, oh, yeah. Oh, and it's like $180, it's like $180 a night or something like that, or like $280 a night. Really nice, really swanky place. And I'm like, there's no way I'd be able to afford this on my own.
Awesome.
Yeah, like, even if you got to scrounge money together to go to those shows, I mean, I think it's probably a worthwhile effort. I mean, there was like, I think 4 or 5 years before I started the Game Informer, I didn't have any money in college or whatever, but I paid my way out to L.A. for E3, and it's just a really good way to, I don't know, meet people in the industry, and, like, you know, that's every year I'd see Andy or Reiner and bug them and tell them I want to get hired, and I mean, it didn't hurt, I guess, but, yeah.
Stalk
I mean,
them till they love you.
Consider your current position.
Yeah. Well, and you got to, you know, like, I stayed in crappy, like, Hollywood hotels and stuff that were really run down, but... You know, it's you got to do what you got to do to get out there. Like, I haven't done the PAX thing, but I mean, it's probably a similar deal.
But what exactly?
It helps that,
sorry. What exactly is PAX though? You just go there and they play, they show off a whole bunch of games.
It's just a bunch of arcade games, right?
it's actually just like a bunch of really, really, really old. Like, it's all just a bunch of like cabinets. That's all it is. Nothing else. And nobody like looks at each other. Or talks, they just all play at these cabinets and just, like, don't talk to each other. It's really, really weird, actually.
It's nothing but Tron arcades.
And Narc.
Here is their, on their site, their FAQ for, like, what is PAX East. PAX East is a 3-day game festival for tabletop, video game, and PC gamers. We call it a festival because in addition to dedicated tournaments and free play areas, we've got nerdcore concerts, panel discussions, and an exhibitor hall filled with booths displaying the latest from top game publishers and developers. Even with all this amazing content, the best part of PAX East is hanging out with other people who know their shit when it comes to games.
Can you believe that?
Who know their shoot when it comes to
their shiznit. Like a bunch of hype, like EA is going to be there, Twisted Pixel, Ubisoft, THQ, a bunch of tech people are going to be there, like Logitech, Asus, G4 is going to be there, Nvidia is going to be there. There's going to be just so much there. That, like, I was looking at the, they actually have, all their, maps and everything up. So, oh, excuse me.
That's all right. We'll edit that in post.
So what panels are you going to?
Ooh, right now, I think I actually have I made a Word document for all of them. I'm a super nerd. I went through it, like, for half a day. I was just, like, looking at every single panel and, like, lining up my times. I was setting up
an itinerary?
Oh, yeah, I have a whole itinerary set up. I'm that much of a nerd.
You're the organized nerd, the one that can actually do productive things.
Oh, God, no. You should be in college right now. I just got, like, a 20 on my calc test. Calc 2 honors.
Yeah.
But weird enough, there are 8 of us in the class, and not one of us is a math major. Yeah, all of us are taking the honors course in math.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, hey, if that's what they... I don't know. Math is useless anyway.
It's all a bunch of numbers.
Yeah.
Aren't you an engineer?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Like, some of the things I'm going to see, like, there... I, of course, want to go see the keynote with... Jade McGonigal, she was one of the people who worked with Halo, with Bungie, to do the Halo 2 I Love Bees thing. Remember that, like,
oh, yeah.
Big, the viral thing? She worked with them to do that. She made a book called Reality is Broken, talking about how gamers are uniquely equipped to save the world. And, like, it that one's pretty interesting.
Oh, and speaking of Bungie,
are we going to talk about the MMO
thing? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got that cut out.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, we lost that one.
Oh, I was so pissed because, Dan, on your site, you guys had it posted that Bungie was going to make a new MMO, and I like saw that when it refreshed. I was when we were all talking about it, and then I went to the page again, like right after we got done talking about it, and the update on GI came up that it was actually just a joke
or a misinterpretation or something. And we had just did like a good 15 minutes talking about a Bungie MMO, and don't we look sheepish now?
So thank you, Bungie.
Oh.
But Cody, one of the things I'm excited for coming out of PAX, since I'm not actually going, is the GameScoop panel.
I even tell me you cannot wait. You are hoping so much I could get my word in for that.
Well, not only that, I like the show a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, for those that don't know, I've been asking Cody, when he goes to the PAX GameScoop panel, to just, when they do their live questions, to, like, after his question, if he can get a question in, to just yell, "This question brought to you by GIOR." And that's an IGN podcast, so.
That'll be great.
So we have no shame, basically, right?
Nope.
Oh, God, no.
Okay. Just making sure.
We will whore ourselves out and advertise anywhere.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
But do any of you guys listen to GameScoop? I know JR does, but anybody?
Not so much. Was that the one you sent me the link to last night?
No, that was called the GameSpy Debriefings.
Ah,
man, did you listen to that one?
Didn't get a chance to last night. I passed out off of some Benadryl.
Drug-induced coma.
Yeah.
My name is David.
Oh, my gray car is now green from all the pollen. So I'm not feeling all that happy right now. I'm just bleh.
But I have a question. What podcast do you guys listen to?
Listen to Adam Carolla. That's about it.
Oh, I miss back when you used to do the Man Show. Oh, that show was great.
Yeah, he's much more in his element when he can just kind of rant about whatever he wants for as long as he wants. So his podcast is pretty hilarious.
Is it as good as Ricky Gervais?
I haven't heard his. I'm just not much of a podcast guy overall. So all I know is Carolla.
Because I was looking at like Greg Miller's Twitter page, and I saw that you followed him from IGN. So I just thought that maybe you would listen to GameScoop or Beyond or something like that.
I haven't heard it.
Yeah, I don't really
in case you haven't, picked up, Michael's stalking you on Twitter.
Just
send him a lock of your hair, and he'll be fine. He'll be saved off.
Actually, no, I don't listen to very many podcasts either. I'll do the Game Informer ones every now and then when I have time, but for the most part, I'm just like, you know. It's either podcast or music or news or something like that. But usually music and news trumps podcasts. So I'm an old fart. I listen to the news. So.
Like national radio. me, I listen to the Game Informer podcast whenever they're up. I normally just end up staying up late someday and just doing homework and listening to the podcast. Besides that, I also listened to podcasts, which I had a lot of fun with, was Penny Arcade. They actually did several D&D games with one of the heads of the studio that pretty much does all of D&D, Wizards of the Coast, and they pretty much just like, it's like them, Scott Kurtz from PvP Comics, Will Wheaton ends up being on it at one point, and it's like physical comedy at its finest, but in RPG form, and it's just wonderful, just hearing the back and forth between these guys, and how much they can grow to hate each other more and more as the game goes on.
That's pretty much all my D&D friends. All nothing but hate and alcohol when it comes to them. So,
why'd you take that item? I needed it. Nah, we needed the gold.
Oh, God.
I've never played D&D, so these jokes are going straight over my head.
I tried. I'm not much of a tabletop, like RPG, Dungeons & Dragons guy. I tried. I gave it an honest shot, but I just ended up just like drawing comics on the back of my character sheet.
I can't. I just can't imagine a non-virtual RPG. I can't imagine trying to keep up with it.
I don't know. It's kind of. I'm just. I didn't grow up with it. I guess I grew up with just video games. So, but all my friends, they had the D&D stuff ever since like way back in the day. They're even older than me. So.
Yep.
I guess if you didn't grow up with it, it's kind of, it's sort of just this foreign kind of community. Yeah. I don't get it. And if everyone else who does get it is weird. I'm going to that correct too.
Nerd on nerd hate.
Yeah, you guys that play D&D are nerds.
Yeah, you're nerds.
Screw off. I played one round with some people at the college I go to. They invited me in from just for one night to play, and the highlight, like, that pretty much like showed to me like what could be done was it's all about like if you have a good DM, you can do so much. You can have so much fun. Like, to end our play session and like the battle we were in, I, as like a 5-foot dwarf, I was a dwarf warrior, and I'm only like 4 or 5 foot tall. I jump on top of a 5-foot rock, sprint, jump off, pull like my axe and shield back, and just tear someone in half with my axe to like end the match. And like this, it was like the enemy was just like limping away, and I do this like grandiose like leap, jump off a rock. The sun's behind me. All you see is my silhouette as I come down and just tear him in half. Oh, it was just a beautiful, beautiful thought.
There's an F-bomb in there, Coob, in case you missed that.
No, there wasn't.
He's not probably going to censor any of this.
He's just going to throw it right up. No cut and post.
Oh, God.
Oh, well. Again.
Hakuna Matata or something like that. Hide your wife, hide your kids. Don't let them listen to this stuff.
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
All right. So, I think we're at the 50-minute mark. So, we'll just keep this like an hour show. And,
yeah, we'll probably just go like 10, 20 more minutes.
About to start wrapping it up. Our final thoughts of the day, like Jerry Springer does.
Here's a question. What movies are you guys looking forward to this year?
What's even coming out?
Yeah, I haven't even been paying attention.
Green Lantern and Thor.
Yeah.
Isn't Captain America coming out this year?
I think so.
Yeah, is it? That movie just looks badass.
Yeah, I never even liked Captain America, and that movie looks really cool.
I heard that Three Men and a Wedding is in pre-production, so for you fans of Tom Selleck, Ted Danson, and Steve Guttenberg, we got that coming up.
Guttenberg's getting some work again?
I think so. It's the third Three Men and a Baby, Three Men and a Little Lady movie, so get excited.
So if Guttenberg gets out there, can we possibly hope for a Police Academy 7?
I've heard jokes about, right? I've heard of that Police Academy is coming back, but I don't know if it's actually happening or not. And I've actually never seen a Police Academy movie.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've never seen it either.
You have to see at least the first one.
Yeah, it's I haven't seen them in a long time. I remember liking them when I was younger, but that may not be the case if I go back and rewatch them. So
just don't do it. Keep the nostalgia alive.
Yeah, I'm just gonna keep that memory nice and clean. So
I watched Short Circuit a while back, and I used to like that movie a lot, and it has not aged well, and it ruined it for me. So don't watch Short Circuit if you're over 8.
What one movie? Super Mario Bros. Movie.
I didn't like that when it came out.
As a kid, I thought it was like the coolest thing ever. I was like, they made a Super Mario movie?
It didn't age well in the room, okay?
I told my dad when we left the movie theater. I was a kid and saw it, and he always gives me crap. Because I guess in the parking lot, I was like, that's the best movie I've ever seen in my life.
It's better than The Seventh Seal. It's better than Citizen Kane.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's I also
better than Terminator 2.
Hocus Pocus. I think I probably said it about that. And when I saw Independence Day when I was 12, I told my dad that I was going to, when I was old enough to drive, I was going to get a personalized ID4 license plate.
Oh, did you see what was supposed to be the alternate, what was supposed to be the actual ending before they changed it, like, when the, when what's-his-name flies his spaceship into the alien laser?
Spoiler alert.
Oh, Randy Quaid?
Yeah.
I can fly, I'm a pilot.
No, what happened?
It was supposed to be that he was flying his biplane.
Oh, man, that would have been great.
And not a jet. It's like all these jets getting blown to shit, and he's like keeping pace with the jets.
In a crop duster?
Yeah, in his old crappy crop duster.
That would be so...
Just imagine him shooting missiles off on this...
Wait, that did happen in the end of one of the Metal Slugs. That was the end.
It sounds about right.
Yeah.
But that's, like, how they were originally going to end it. And then they thought, no, this looks ridiculous. And they changed it to him being an actual fighter pilot.
That sounds awesome.
Get the DVD. It's the alternate ending. I can imagine Dan just, like, watching that being like, yep, this is the greatest moment in movie history.
Well, it's perfect for Randy Quaid. I mean, that just... that's right up his... That seems like something he would do today. Like, yeah. Not even, like, with the cameras around.
I gotta say, though, one of my favorite moments with him is Christmas Vacation. Him in his Dickie sweater. Just like his fat roll just, like, hanging out. He's, like, dipping his cup into the eggnog. And just, like, just that whole movie with him.
He's stuck in that character, actually.
Yeah, he is.
That switch didn't turn off. When the game said cut.
What were we talking about?
I have no idea anymore.
We were talking about what good movies are coming out this year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
But I think there's Cowboys and Aliens supposed to come out.
Oh, my God.
That is so cheesy sounding.
But Harrison Ford did it. They have so many, like, big names in that movie. Like,
yeah,
Cowboys and
Harrison
Indians.
I know.
It's ridiculous. And it just sounds so stupid.
Whoever came up with the title is dumb.
Quote of the day, right there.
The only thing JR says almost all podcasts is the quote of the day.
And it trumped everything we all said.
Yep.
So yeah, we got Cowboys and the other guys.
It's Battle for LA. That just looks stupid.
Meh.
Looks generic.
It looks like it should be done by Michael Bay. Oh, Michael Bay.
Oh yeah, isn't Transformers coming out?
Transformers 3 comes out this June, I think.
Yeah.
Let it die.
It's in 3D this time. I think I'm going to see.
Why the hell does every third sequel have to be in 3D? Has anyone else noticed that?
Spider-Man 3 wasn't in 3D.
Yeah, but...
Well, that's because it didn't take off back then. And then Avatar.
I think it's
wasn't
less
like
of
Jaws 3 3D.
You're interrupting Dan Reichert.
I'm furious. I think it's less of a like third movie thing and more of a just 2011 thing, you know, that everything has to be in 3D.
Yeah, it's getting shoehorned into pretty much everything.
Yeah.
But even, like, back in the day, or even almost a lot of times, like, the third movie is in 3D.
Jaws. Yeah. Jaws did it.
Ah, yeah. Yeah.
And Spy Kids did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, on a side note, talking about 3D, Avatar is Pocahontas in space.
It's actually Fern Gully.
Like, I was on College Humor. They had, like, this picture of somebody, like, for a college project. They took, like, the basic, the outline of Avatar and just, like, scribbled the Avatar, wrote Pocahontas, and, like, changed, like, 10 words. And it was almost literally the same exact script, the same exact plot line as Pocahontas.
I mean, all Avatar is, it's like a Yes cover album in 3D with Master Chief and Ed 209 from RoboCop and Sigourney Weaver. And it's all, put it in 3D and boom, there you go.
And weird aliens, and weird alien hair sex.
Yeah.
Well, that's a new thing, actually. That's the first I've ever heard of or seen anything like that. And you know there's already, like, I would guarantee you there's already fetish sites.
I wouldn't doubt that.
You have little faith in the internet, sir.
I said I would not doubt that.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Rule 34 it.
Yeah.
If it exists, there's porn for it.
All right, well, we're about at that 1 hour mark. What else?
Please don't end it on me talking about Rule 34.
Yeah.
Make up another topic.
That was a pretty good closer. So.
As long as nobody makes GIOR porn, I'll be fine.
Oh, God. Coob, no. If you cut anything from this show.
Please cut that last segment. At least we didn't give him as much ammunition as we would have if we kept the last ending.
That's right. You know what? I'll allow it. Everyone, go out, do some GIOR porn.
Next contest.
No.
I don't care.
Well, look at the time.
Dan wants to get off this train before it crashes into something else.
Yeah, so I guess we better close it. So,
thank God.
Spent about an hour listening to the show, and we'll be back with hopefully a normal show next week with a whole new crew because you are all fired.
And hopefully no technical difficulties, David Landry.
Hey. I fixed it.
Oh yeah, blame Sean.
Sean ruined it. I fixed it. So.
He's a software engineer. He should have fixed it.
Yep. But I'm an audio engineer. I don't know.
I
got nothing. I'm still doped up on medicine today, so I got no material. And so yeah, let's call this a day.
Clock see you out. Later, Interwebs.
Go home.
Everyone, say goodbye to the internet.
Goodbye, internet.
Get out of here, internet. and we're going to end this in 5, 4, 3, 2, wait, let me
two, pull one.
The menu here. And 1.